Welcome to the Board of Adjustment meeting for the City of Bettendorf for November 8th, 2018. Roll call, please.
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Spranger? Tom Burks?
Present.
The first item of business, I guess, is an election of officers. Do I have any nominations?
I'm happy to nominate Bob Gallagher for the chairmanship.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Then I guess that carries. Do we elect anybody else, an assistant or a vice chair? What's your pleasure? They might want to.
Do you need a vice chair?
We need one. Okay. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is the responsibility of the board to interpret the city's zoning ordinances as it applies to special uses and variances. Public hearings are held monthly after each board member has had an opportunity to review the staff report and visit the property in question. The decision is usually made at each meeting. Okay, the next item of the agenda is minutes of the September 13th, 2018 meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Do I have a second?
I believe I need to abstain because I wasn't there.
I'll second it.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The next item is, looks like it's case 18-089. It's at 2420 18th Street. It's a variance to allow parking in the required front yard, submitted by Will Nagy. Withdrawn. Sorry, I guess we don't do that one. So the only item we got on the agenda tonight is case 18.
Yeah, you have two.
We got two. All right. So then it's case 18078 at 6345 James Street. It's variance to reduce the required rear yard setback from 25 feet to 20 feet to allow the construction of a screened porch, submitted by Patrick Trimble. And that was deferred from the October 11th meeting. Staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is highlighted with the yellow mark on the graphic being displayed to orient the audience. This is Utica Ridge Road, Forest Grove, and then to get down to the site, it's at the end of the cul-de-sac. The applicant would like to place a 14-foot by 12-foot screen porch addition onto the rear. If it's allowed, it would be approximately 20 feet removed from the rear property line. The 25-foot setback, the intent of that is to ensure that there's proper separation between structures that would be adjacent from rear property lines. In this particular case, you have Crow Valley Golf Course, which is to the rear of this property. The nearest structure from this rear property line would be over 375 feet away. So basically, the separation intent of the setback would be maintained if allowed. The addition would be no closer than what it already exists on a deck, which is located just to the south of where the addition would be. I'll go back. This is actually, when measured out, also 20 foot. So the addition really would not significantly change the characteristic of the setback on this particular lot. Referring back to this graphic, is you'll note going from north to south until we get to the site of this particular asking, you can see that gradually the rear yards gets closer and closer and closer to the structure. It is an issue that is now kind of a hardship for developing anything in that backyard there, and that is the reason for the request. I believe that summarizes the case. I'd be glad to answer any questions if any of you have any.
Does anybody on the board have any questions for John?
No.
If not, anybody wishing to speak in favor of the variance? Anybody wishing to speak opposed to it?
Staff has not received any communications regarding either pro or con on this item.
What's your pleasure?
So move to approve.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Cummins?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Tombergs?
Yes.
Okay, that one passes. And we skip down to C, it looks like. Case 18090, it's 3255 Monk's Road, or I'm sorry, Monk's Court. Variance to allow parking in a required front yard along 62nd Street, submitted by Build-Suit, Kevin Kellner. Staff report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you stated, this is Monk's Court, and for those in the audience that are watching to make sure that they are not confused, Monk's Road is actually up in this area right here. It is not involving that. This is a new part of an industrial subdivision which is being built just to the west of Beartooth Court, Beartooth Court being this area here. This is 62nd Street as it curves around here, and then Monk's Court is this roadway right here. There currently is a new structure that has just been constructed on the site here. The parking lot has been constructed as shown, and the tenant, which is going to be occupying this new building, it is his intent to have at least in part, or perhaps very much a large part of this business, the storage of large RV units inside. They wanted to have a very nice environment controlled structure where they could store these vehicles throughout the winter. And once the construction was completed, it was discovered that the turning radius in the parking lot just isn't large enough for those very large RVs, which are already committed to this site, to make it into and out of the building. Therefore, the request is to add 10 foot to the south of the parking lot. That would be that red etched area on the graphic being displayed. The required landscaping for this project can still be accomplished if this is approved. I have spoken to the developer, Mr. Kellner, with Build-A-Suit, and he has no issues with being able to make the landscaping requirements if this is approved. To give you an idea, I believe this graphic really displays what is being requested and what the effects would be. The additional 10 foot is exactly where that cone is in the parallel line to the existing parking lot. The 15 foot on the south side of that you're seeing is where that new parking lot line would be to the front property line adjacent to 62nd Street, and from the new parking lot line out to the paved portion of 62nd Street, it would be 25 feet still set back from the paved portion. While at this site, this is an I-2 district, and directly next door, which I showed you in the first graphic, was Beartooth Court, which is being developed in exactly the same way that this is: contractor condos, storage unit condos, things very much like this. And I, in fact, did find where there are some parking lots adjacent to that that are already at the 15-foot setback. These buildings have been up here. They vary, I would say, from these involved ones. The newest, perhaps 6 years old. The oldest, perhaps 9 years old. It hasn't been an issue in any one of these. As you can see, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different units that are within that additional 10 foot setback that's being requested at this point. I believe that summarizes the case. Be glad to answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions from the board for John?
Is there any issue with the increased hard surface and water retention for
I spoke to the city engineer about that, and they will, the developer, Mr. Kellner, is working with them, and he'll have to submit some new calcs for that, but there is no anticipated problems with that. As built, it's an oversized detention area.
It doesn't appear from any of the graphics or the drawings that sidewalks are an issue at all in this area.
That's correct. Okay. We don't encourage sidewalks in the industrial.
Developed as it is so far, it's unlikely that we'll ever have to accommodate pedestrian sidewalks.
We just don't encourage it in the industrial areas.
Okay.
Are all the vehicles being stored inside, or are they going to potentially cause a line of sight issue parked in those parking spaces?
I know that there's a representative of the person that will be occupying that building. If you could answer the question for me, please.
I'm Amy Christ. My husband, Ron Christ, is actually the owner of the building. All of the vehicles are intended to be stored inside.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for John?
None for me.
Amy's up there. Any questions for Amy? I assume you're in favor of this. So do you have anything you want to add? From?
They look great. If we can get power, we'd be set.
Okay. Any questions for Amy?
Nope.
Okay.
I'd move to approve.
Okay. Do I second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Tomberg?
Yes.
Okay. It's carried. And I think that's the end of the agenda. So.
Nothing further?
All right. And we stand adjourned. Thank you all for coming.